Remember right after the 2000 presidential recount when politicians of both parties said never again? Well, the 2002 elections are only weeks away, and election experts say there are still some gaping holes in the system. Congress made a lot of noise about passing an election reform bill and giving states millions of dollars to fix things, but it has yet to do so. Some states, such as Maryland, are moving ahead on their own. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
In a huge warehouse in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, several members of the county fire department have gathered around a black plastic case with what looks like a laptop computer inside. They're trying to learn how to send election results from this new touchscreen voting machine to a central office.
Connect it. Okay, it's going to do it.
It's transmitted.
It looks like, oh yeah, complete the uploading.
These men and women are part of a new program called Adopt a Precinct, where county employees sign up to work on Election Day on their own time. Like other states, Maryland needs all the poll workers it can get, and they all have to be trained on the new system. Instructor Harold Rustin wipes his forehead as he addresses this latest class. Despite a nearby fan, it's very warm.
Forgive me a little bit. I'm talking slow. I did this at 10 o'clock this morning. I was here at 10 o'clock last night, did one at 10 o'clock yesterday morning, and I have to do another one of these at 7 o'clock tonight. So if I'm a little slow, I'm just bone tired, okay?
Rustin and the other workers here are a lot like performers right before opening night. They're putting in long hours, rehearsing their roles. They know that soon they'll be in the spotlight. Behind Rustin are rows and rows of computerized voting machines. The state's using them for the first time in four counties in the September 10th primary, and then again on November 5th. People are excited, but they're also nervous.
In my 20 years, as far as changes, I've seen more in the last couple of years than I've seen in my previous 18 years.
Robin Downs is the election director for Prince George's County. Not only is the county replacing its old lever-style voting machines, but the state has introduced a number of other things for this year's elections. Not that Maryland had especially big problems in 2000, but some residents did show up at the polls thinking they were registered, only to be told they weren't. The state now has a centralized voter database, which Downs says makes it easier to weed out duplicates and to keep registrations up to date.
So if we find that you're registered in one county and you're registered in another county, we keep your latest registration and remove you from the other jurisdiction.
The state is also starting something called provisional balloting. If someone thinks they're registered, but no one can find their name, they can still vote on a special ballot. It'll be counted later if election officials determine that it's legitimate. Maryland's Administrator of Elections, Linda Lamone, thinks such changes are needed if voters are to have confidence in the system. She says the 2000 elections in Florida were a wake-up call for many.
Because it showed where the vulnerabilities are and what could be fixed and where we should be going nationally. And I think that's a good thing.
Besides Maryland, several other states are buying equipment, adopting provisional balloting and other changes, and spending more on poll worker training. Georgia is replacing all of its voting machines, more than 20,000 units, with new touchscreen technology. California is in the process of replacing its punch card system. Florida has made some of the most sweeping reforms, including adopting new statewide standards for what does or doesn't count as a vote. Doug Lewis of the Election Center, which represents thousands of election officials, applauds the state's efforts, but cautions that some might be biting off more than they can chew.
Anytime you make massive changes in a hurry, you're going to put a strain on the system, and there is every potential that we could be making some major mistakes in election 2002 and again in 2004 if most of the country changes everything by 2004.
In fact, early tests of the touchscreen equipment by two University of Maryland professors found some flaws. Voters had trouble inserting a card to start the program, and one of two test machines was jammed. State officials say they think such problems will be minimal on Election Day, and that plenty of technicians will be on duty just in case. To help ensure that voters aren't confused, as they often were in 2000, Maryland, Georgia, and Florida have been demonstrating their new equipment at churches, shopping malls, senior centers, wherever prospective voters can be found.
We got you. We're gone. We're out of here. Hey!
As a carny at this recent fair in Montgomery County, Maryland, tries to generate enthusiasm for winning stuffed animals, volunteer Kathy Hobbs is nearby trying to generate enthusiasm for computerized voting.
Are you a registered voter in
yes,
Montgomery
I
County?
Am.
Have
yep.
you heard about the touchscreen?
I just saw the commercials. Yeah, I want to. Can I try it?
Yeah.
Please do.
Was
voter Helen Kirch soon finds that the new machine is a lot like using an ATM. You can choose a ballot in either English or Spanish. To pick a candidate, you just touch a box next to the name. The machine won't allow you to choose more than the prescribed number of candidates, preventing the overvoting that caused hundreds of thousands of ballots to be discarded nationwide in 2000.
And when you're
finished voting for all the candidates in question, you'll get a review of what you've selected. And if you wanted to go back and make any changes, you would review ballot.
Hobbs explains that once you have everything the way you want, you just press the words, cast ballot. The machines are also equipped with special audio attachments to allow the visually impaired to vote without assistance for the first time. Kirch is pleasantly surprised. She says it's a big improvement over the punch card machines she's used to.
I always thought that that was kind of a hit or miss thing. You could really see how if your hands weren't steady or your eyes weren't exactly working right, you could easily punch the wrong candidate.
She says the last election was a nightmare, and she hopes it never happens again. But Kim Alexander, an expert on technology and elections with the California Voter Foundation, warns that voters and officials shouldn't think the new machines will solve everything.
We need to make sure that we not only ask voters, do you like this machine, but we also ask them, do you trust this machine? Will you trust this machine and the results of this machine if there's a recount or if the election is in dispute?
Alexander notes that lawsuits involving touchscreen machine results have already been filed, including one in Palm Beach County, Florida, home of the notorious butterfly ballot in 2000. She says voters might find they're uneasy sending their votes into cyberspace if there's no paper ballot they can see first. But election officials say a hard copy ballot would only be more confusing and that some problems are inevitable with every election. They hope that the latest round of changes will make problems rarer than they have been in the past. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Upper Marlboro, Maryland.